What kinds of discussions have you heard about the potential use of both of these agents? When you think about trastuzumab and all the different ways it might be used, now it's used combined with pertuzumab, which I doubt that's been looked at. It's used in the curative adjuvant or neoadjuvant setting. It's used in the palliative end stage. It's used by itself. Occasionally, it's used with capecitabine, other agents. How do you see clinicians sort of sorting through how they might use the drug?
Yeah, well, obviously, again, we don't know for sure, but what I have heard and some of my own feelings about it are, I think, the graduated introduction into oncology will probably start where the trial data was in metastatic patients. I think if you're not treating for curative intent, your anxiety level may not be quite as high. Obviously, you don't want to harm the patients. You want them to get the best benefit out of these. But I think that's where it will probably begin to be integrated. I think there's a fair reluctance to use this up front yet, primarily about efficacy, but, you know, obviously both safety and efficacy. You may recall at the ASCO meeting, there was a study reported on biosimilar rituximab data. And what they showed was that there were certain factors that influenced whether a clinician, oncologist, would use a biosimilar rituximab, very similar type of scenario. And what they saw was that they were far more likely to use it in second and third line therapy, and specifically in follicular lymphoma as opposed to B-cell lymphoma. So I think clinicians, being the skeptics and conservative folks that we often are, although it's interesting that we're often the first ones to jump on a new treatment that comes out, but in this case, I think we're going to probably gradually introduce these agents into our practice, starting with the less, you know, presumably less risky situation of metastatic disease or a setting where you're treating to improve survival, but not necessarily eradicate the disease. And only with time, as you see those patients are doing just as well and their tolerance is just as good, might you begin to introduce it into early stage or more curable disease settings. But frankly, again, we have very little data on what U.S. oncologists are going to do in this space. I think the European experience has been pretty much along the lines of what I just mentioned, that far more ready use of these agents in the advanced disease or incurable setting before bringing them into early stage disease.